guys, it's Shannon, and I've been doing this morning radio thing my whole adult life. So that means two things. I don't get enough sleep, and I need what little sleep I do get to be the best possible sleep for me. I realized lately that I've been sleeping a lot better than I had in the past, and I attribute that to one thing, and that is my Brooklinen sheets. I've had them for a week, and every night this past week, I've slept better than I did the night before. I'm honestly kind of lost not being exhausted during the day. And these sheets are so soft that I actually made my sister go in my bedroom and lay on them the other day just so she could feel what I get to sleep on at night. But here's the thing, she can get her own Brooklinen sheets, and they're affordable. And Brooklinen.com is making them even more affordable just for you guys who listen to Stuff with Shannon. If you go to Brooklinen.com, that's Brooklinen.com, and enter the promo code Shannon at checkout, you'll get $20 off and free shipping. And we're so sure that you'll love your Brooklinen sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. But you can only save that money if you go to Brooklinen.com and enter the promo code Shannon. That's S-H-A-N-O-N to get the best sheets you will ever experience without paying a crazy high price for them. That's Brooklinen.com.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Deontay, I've got something that I've been hanging on to for a couple weeks now because we've really been on a roll with our conversations.
Yeah, we have.
In my opinion, at least. It's something that is completely ridiculous that I saw online a couple weeks ago, and I actually copied and pasted it onto paper that I printed. PETA apparently wrote a letter to the people at Nabisco who make those cute little boxes of animal crackers with the little string on top, and you carry it like a lunchbox or whatever. They fussed about the fact that the animals on the animal cracker box were in cages, because it implied that they were part of a circus or something like that. And I guess that they raised such a fuss that Nabisco has permanently changed the image that you see on those little animal cracker cookie boxes.
To what?
To animals walking side by side in a pasture of grass.
Oh.
That's not even how animals act.
I know.
They kill each other.
Yeah, they do. I think we should... Yeah, we should bring that to PETA's attention. We should do our own little brand of animal crackers with animals mauling each other.
I love that.
Because it's true. There's a point in life where something is just completely... It shouldn't take anybody's attention because it's just that ridiculous.
I agree.
It's kind of like the way that I feel, and I know this is going to make people mad, whatever. It's the truth in my heart. Spending your time on something like that is about as effective as Donald Trump tweeting about his plans to make the world a better place or about all the great things that he's doing. Tweeting about it is awesome, I guess, but do something with your life.
Yes.
Do something worthwhile with your life.
Yes.
And I don't know why I got so angry when I saw that. I think Nabisco's had that box since like 1902. They've changed it up a few times for like anniversaries, or they've done pastel colors or whatever, but they've not permanently changed their design in that long. And because somebody has too much time on their hands and was raising a fuss about a flipping cage on a box, they're changing it. I'm so upset about this, Deontay.
Here's the thing. I try to be cognizant of things that other people find offensive. To personally, there are very, very few things that that are offensive to me. I understand when other people are offended by things, and I can recognize that. But most things are not offensive to me.
Same.
I'm just not that. I'm not built that way.
Same.
So I try to be extra sensitive when people are offended by things, because I know just because it's not offensive to me doesn't mean it's not offensive across the board. But this is just stupid.
When that's your only cause in life is to find things to be offended about,
exactly.
I take a real issue with it.
I mean, definitely I can see that PETA has, there are issues and things that they are against, and you know, fur coats and
don't go killing an elephant for its tusk.
Right.
I get it.
Oh yeah,
I get it.
Totally.
I'm all for the fight against that.
But you're fussing about cookies.
Yes.
You have way too much time on your hands.
Nobody actually really, besides initial recognition of whatever is on the shelf, Nobody sits there and examines a box.
No.
I mean, unless you're really worried about calories or if you're looking for out whatever and the ingredients, nobody pays that much attention. So why? And why? That's my question. Why? It's so ridiculous that it made me angry.
And I'm going to be honest. I can't remember the last time I saw one of those boxes.
I just bought Jake a box of them a couple weeks ago.
I mean, I would have to go searching for it. I vividly remember what they look like.
No, they're on the aisle with the animal crackers and stuff. It's right there. Or with the graham crackers and all that stuff. Mm. Like, they're there. I see them every time I go to the store to get, like...
It's probably not on my list, whatever. So that's why I don't notice it. But these people are making way too big a deal about nothing. And for an entire company to have to change their entire branding...
It's ridiculous. Get a life.
Seriously.
Seriously. You don't have to get a life. You've got a life from what you've said.
I do.
Okay, so we haven't talked about your family vacation yet. And I'm going to be honest with you. I intentionally skipped over any, I don't know if you posted, but I made a point of not really looking at your stuff when I knew you were gone.
Okay.
Because I wanted to hear about it in person.
Okay.
I am expecting, let me just tell you what I expect to hear. Okay. I am expecting a disaster road trip.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you probably were losing your mind within an hour and a half in the car with your kids, mm-hmm. husband, his son, and his son, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you an hour and a half before you're ready to completely just punch somebody in the head. Once you're there, I think since you went to the beach, it was probably okay. You mm-hmm. had enough space to do your thing. But the road trip back, I see it being a huge disaster because you're tired. Everybody's worn out. And it's just as long to get home as it was to get there. That's my prediction.
Okay.
So, fill me in.
You're about 75% right.
Okay.
So I can't remember. Did I tell you the story about renting the van?
Don't know.
Okay. So about 6 weeks before the trip, I go to my husband and I say, have you reserved the van yet? He says, no. I said, okay, well, I did some preliminary work, you know, just kind of looking, blah, blah, blah. Here's where you need to go to rent the van. Mm-hmm. This is what I want.
Okay.
I gave him a specific minivan that I wanted mm-hmm. and the features that I wanted.
And why all of a sudden do I see a white van with no windows and those box seats on the side for a cargo person to ride?
So I was very specific. This is the brand I want. I need it to have Wi-Fi mm-hmm. and I need it to have Bluetooth.
Okay.
So I see him furiously researching at his laptop and he's spending all this time. And then he comes to me and he says, I rented the van. Awesome. I didn't go with the company you told me to.
Oh, no.
I went with a different company and I saved, I don't know, $125, $150, whatever. Uh-huh. So then he tells me the company that he rented from.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've never heard of that.
I know this company that you're talking about. Go ahead.
I've never heard of that.
Uh-huh.
Well, not one of the main companies, but I've heard of them.
Uh-huh.
So I Google them.
Mm-hmm.
1.1 stars.
Oh, no.
So I tell him, well, what do the reviews say? Well, there are 82 negative reviews. I haven't had time to go through all of them.
Right.
Fast forward to the day we pick up the van.
Uh-huh.
We drive over there. This company subcontracts through smaller companies.
Mm-hmm.
We are in basically a parking lot with dirt, gravel. It's a gravel parking lot.
Okay.
There are three minivans over in the corner. The building looks like a shack. Mm-hmm. And there's a man over in the corner rinsing off another minivan. Shannon, I kid you not. I looked around and I was waiting for someone to come out of the middle of nowhere with an axe because I felt like I was in a horror movie.
Really?
It was that kind of scene. It's on a abandoned street, like a side mm-hmm. street. There's nothing around it.
Down by the jailhouse.
Oh my gosh. And then he comes back and he says, okay, everything's good. I'll meet you back at the house. And in my head, I'm thinking, he's going to die. Yep. They're going to kill him.
Nothing good is going to come from this story.
So he gets back It's a nice looking van. It's not the one I requested, but it's nice looking. It's a 2018. It's got leather seats, blah, blah, blah. But it's still smaller than the van I requested.
Right.
So trying to get all of our stuff in there just ends up being a nightmare.
Cluster, right?
Yes. So his son ended up not coming because he wasn't able to get off of work.
Okay.
But the grandson came.
Okay.
So it's me, Kelly, and four kids. Okay. Our three kids and our grandson.
Oh, boy.
We're supposed to leave Saturday morning, Kelly says, 7:30. Okay. So I am running around like a mad woman that morning trying to get everything done. I've got everything packed. I've been very specific about packing clothes in bags, and everything is labeled, and we have clothes for the overnight trip because we didn't drive all the way straight through. We drove in 2 days. So I have everything set up. I've ordered all of this beach stuff, things that will supplies. It's 7:15, and Kelly's like, well, initially he told me we were leaving at 7, and then he pushes it to 7:30. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I go outside to put something in the car. My husband has never played a game of Tetris in his life because there is no way he would have packed the car the way he had.
Oh, no.
If he had played Tetris just once. Stuff is piled up to the back. You can't even see out of the back of the car.
So you have to undo it.
I send him back in the house. Yeah. I repack everything. We get everything in. We're good to go. We're supposed to leave at 7:30. We don't get on the road till 9.
Oh, boy. That's typical, though. I don't think that that's out of the ordinary.
Well, here's the thing. When you meet someone, people will tell you to marry someone that you are evenly yoked with.
Okay.
And when you hear that, it's in reference to, in the Bible, people who have the same beliefs as you. So you marry someone who has the same biblical beliefs as you. But I think there's something to be said for marrying someone who grew up in a similar way.
Yes. Yes.
When I grew up traveling, my dad loaded up the car the night before. If we were leaving at 7, we were leaving at 7. But we didn't leave at 7. We left at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when everybody was still asleep. And you throw all the kids in the car. And then when the kids wake up, it's time for breakfast and you're 4
halfway
hours.
There, yeah.
No.
Not in Kelly's world.
No.
Kelly, your husband.
We're taking our time. And the other thing is we traveled with his family.
Right.
So we're in two vans. His parents and his sisters are in their van and it's us in our van. We're stopping at every rest stop. We're stopping at every state line.
Oh, no.
We're just nonstop stopping.
Okay, if you had to guess just on the way there, how many times did you stop? On
6,
your first day?
7.
And how many hours in the car were you?
It was supposed to be a 9.5 hour drive.
Okay.
It took us 13 and a half hours
to
get there.
Oh, no. Deontay, I would not want to be in that vehicle with you.
13 and a half hours. The next day was supposed to be 7.5 hours.
Oh, gosh.
12 and a half hours.
Oh, no. 5 hours extra?
I just wanted to die. Why are we not there yet? Why are we not there yet? It was like the Ice Cube movie. Are we there yet? It was me. I was the one who wanted to know if we were there yet.
At any point, did you take the keys from him and say, okay, I'm driving?
No, because we're driving with someone.
I know, but
so
they can follow you. A good follower will keep up.
No.
Okay.
That's not how this works.
Okay.
And it's not my family.
I know.
So I can't say.
But it is your family.
No.
Your extended, you married into it. It's your married family.
Yeah, but I can't be the one that comes in and demands big changes because it's.
Like going the speed limit?
Over the speed limit.
Okay.
We're in the speed limit in the slow lane the entire time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I grew up with a dad who told you with a radar detector and taught you how to follow another car.
Right. Me
and
too.
And to learn how to pass.
Yeah.
And we are driving with a purpose. No.
Not your husband.
Mm-mm. No, we're just taking a leisurely drive and... I am a type A person who married into a type B family.
Yeah.
That's what this comes down to. The beach was great. The beach was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But my husband grew up in a family that didn't really do bedtimes.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids were up late. Everybody slept late. So by the time everybody in the condo was ready to get up and out, it was like noon.
Oh.
So we've wasted half the day.
But why do you have to sit there and wait for them? Why can't you go do your
beach? Oh, I did.
Okay, good.
I did.
Good.
I got up early every morning. There was a Starbucks across the street. I got up, got my coffee, went and sat at the beach.
Okay, good.
An hour of quiet time and me and the beach and happy place. So I did. I was able to enjoy the beach, just me,
mm-hmm.
and then meet up with the family and do. But I felt like we didn't really get to see all of Myrtle Beach. We didn't get to see any of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Because we spent all afternoon at the beach and then, you know, it's nighttime. So there was not a lot of, I mean, and that was okay for me because again, I love the beach and the beach is my happy place, but I would have liked to have done other stuff with the kids.
Right.
But I do see now why he is the way he is.
Okay.
Because he was just raised differently.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that drives me nuts about us at home is he never opens windows.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't open the blinds. I get up in the morning and I open windows and blinds and let's let in the sunlight. I need to see sun.
Okay.
We have a beachfront condo and nobody ever opens any of the blinds. It's just dark in the whole place. Nobody ever opens any blinds.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know why. Because he was raised that way.
Okay.
That's just the way.
So, okay, I can't help but I really want to know. I know that your husband can get on your last nerve
mm-hmm.
with his type B self.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you handle overall type B times, I don't know how many people, his mom, dad, and sisters?
There were, ended up being 12 of us in the condo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of alone time for me.
Okay.
I got an ear infection in the middle of the week.
Oh.
So that kind of sucked. But it did give me the opportunity to just kind of lay back and let the kids kind of do their own thing. I mean, I spent most of the day at the beach with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody in his family, they don't do the beach.
Oh.
So they're not getting in the water. They're not walking down on the, they just stayed at the condo like poolside.
Right.
So it was great because I got to spend a lot of one-on-one time with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Jude and I had a blast.
Good.
Just the two of us got to spend some time together. I got to ride the waves with the big kids. So there was a lot of really good memory making time. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just, he didn't grow up swimming. He didn't grow up going, you know, into the water.
Right.
So now I understand why he doesn't. I spend all summer at the pool with the kids
mm-hmm.
and he hardly comes with us. He didn't grow up swimming. Right. And I did. So it's little things like that that maybe I didn't recognize in the beginning of our relationship or at the beginning of our marriage that now I see. Again, I see why he is the way he is. And I almost now can't be mad at him for those things because
that's all he knows.
Yeah. It's not like he's doing it to irritate the crap out of me. It's just that's who he is.
Yeah.
So the trip itself was good. But coming back again, we're never going to get home.
Uh-huh.
They stop not just to get food. Stop at a restaurant with a menu and
go in
and sit down. Just,
oh no,
my dad would go through the drive-thru like grab a shake and some french fries and we're gonna keep it moving.
Right.
You know, I have to pee. You should have peed an hour ago. You gotta hold it.
Too 45 much.
Minutes before we if somebody is to pee, everybody's stopping. If it's a rest stop, we're stopping. If it's a state line, it's too much
again
stopping.
No, yeah. No,
there and back.
Nope, not doing it.
It's just not how I function. I've never traveled like that.
Okay, but were there any huge fights?
No.
On the trip? Okay, good.
No.
Good.
No. I mean, overall, everybody got along and there were no blow-ups and, you know, nothing like that. But I can't travel like that again. It's it's anxiety inducing for me.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get there already. What is the holdup?
See, I think I'm a mix of type A and type B to some extent, hearing the things that you've said, because I'm one of those people. I have blackout curtains in my room. I have a big window shade up on my patio so that no extra light gets in. But at the same time, I'm like, let's get this done. My sister has been wanting to do a beach vacation. They moved here from Maui. They've been here about a year and a half now, so they're missing the beach. They're wanting to do a beach vacation. And to kind of keep costs down and to, you know, enjoy the family, they invited me and her husband's family to go along. They don't want to go anywhere close. They want to go to Pensacola-ish, which is like a 10-hour drive. Not too terrible. Unless you consider the fact that we'll have a 3.5-year-old and a 10-month-old with us, and a 75-year-old woman, and us going to the beach to stay in. I think my sister said that she was able to find a double wide that we can rent and stay in. I think it's 3 bedrooms. I don't know the bed setup or anything. I'm thinking I want to go on the trip if it actually happens, because I've never had that kind of experience with my sister. We didn't do vacations when I was younger. We've never been on a family vacation. So I think I would like to go. But at the same time, part of me is nervous because my sister and I are really different. I am way more type A than she is. Her husband is even, he's probably a lot like your husband in that his life moves at a very different pace. I'm a little bit worried that I'm going to drive them crazy. It's not that they're going to drive me crazy. I think I'll drive them crazy. And that's got me worried. I don't know if my going with them on this trip would ruin their vacation, or if maybe I'm just enough of a change of pace for them that I'd make it interesting. I'm still trying to talk myself into whether or not I should go or not.
I definitely think you should go. You should definitely go for nothing else, the memories with the boys at the beach. It's the travel part that's the tough part.
She's wanting to rent a van, just like you guys did. And
my suggestion is to leave late at night and drive through the night, or leave early in the morning, so that when the kids are finally up and moving, you're almost there. That is my suggestion.
I think that's the plan. And I guess I'll let you know what we decide. And next time, I'll either have stories about it or I won't. I guess it kind of depends on if I go or not. But I think you're right. I think I would probably go just for the sake of being there with the boys and hanging out with my sister and doing that, and the trip there and the trip back. Just keep in mind, it's such a small part of the goal, right?
It really is. I mean, the time that I had with the kids on the beach, seeing your kids experience something like that for the first time was just... I have this picture. I took a picture of Jude with my phone. He's walking into the ocean. He's standing at the shoreline and the waves are coming, and he's standing at the ocean with his arms wide open.
That's awesome.
And it is the greatest picture.
Yeah.
It's just so awesome to see them experience that. You don't want to miss that.
Okay. All right, well, then I'll come back with some stories about that.
All right, make it happen.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.